From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP has lowered a new cap onto the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the company expects to begin testing on Tuesday to see if the device can stop oil from leaking into the Gulf.
At one point, BP and the federal government had decided it would be just too risky to try sealing off the top of the well. They were worried there's damage in the well someplace far below the seafloor. But they've changed their minds. Scientists have devised some tests that will allow them to shut the well slowly and test its condition by measuring the pressure inside. Those tests will take from 6 to 48 hours to complete, a BP official says. And if they're successful, they'll keep the valves shut and oil will stop flowing into the Gulf. Otherwise, they'll put new systems in place to capture the oil in ships at the surface. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Three people, including a gunman, died in a New Mexico office shooting on Monday. Police say the gunman's ex-girlfriend was the initial target. Sarah Gustavus of member station KUNM reports.
Albuquerque police say they're now sure Robert Rizza acted alone. Investigators are creating a timeline of events from surveillance cameras and over 200 witness accounts. It appears that Rizza confronted his former girlfriend outside Imcor Corporation. Rizza was also once an employee at the company. Police say after shooting his ex and running into a building where he shot other employees, Rizza took his own life. Imcor is located near Sandia National Laboratory and Kirtland Air Force Base. The company has government contracts, and some areas of the building contain sensitive information. Chief Operating Officer Chris LaRocca said Rizza did not get into any secure areas during the shooting. The facility will be closed for at least a couple of days. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gustavus in Albuquerque.
It's been 6 months since an earthquake struck Haiti, killing an estimated 200,000 people and wrecking the capital. More than a million Haitians are still living in tents. The BBC's Matthew Price reports that despite promises of millions of dollars in financial aid, rebuilding efforts have been slow and ineffective.
In the center of Port-au-Prince stands a monument to how little has been achieved, the presidential palace. Its whitewashed walls still slouch, crumpled, and left, like most of the buildings here, untouched. Sprawling tent slums seem to fill up every piece of once empty land. They are home to more than a million displaced people living under the blue tarpaulins that have become the building product of necessity. Many here blame the elites who own much of the land and their political friends for blocking attempts to start the rebuilding. Bureaucracy and mismanagement are also holding things up.
The BBC's Matthew Price in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Asian markets are mostly lower as a sharp drop in Chinese stocks dampen Wall Street's enthusiasm over pending quarterly results in the coming weeks. Japan's Nikkei is off 0.2%. This is NPR News. Los Angeles County Prosecutor Steve Cooley says his office is keeping the file open on fugitive filmmaker Roman Polanski. Swiss authorities have rejected a U.S. request to extradite Polanski on charges of fleeing sentencing in a 32-year-old sex abuse case. They say U.S. officials have failed to refute defense claims that Polanski already served a sentence under a plea agreement that recognized 42 days he was held for psychiatric evaluation. Polanski was arrested last September as he received a Lifetime Achievement Award. The president of the International Soccer Federation, or FIFA, gives South Africa a nearly perfect score on its organization of the 2010 World Cup. Vicky O'Harris has this report from Johannesburg.
When South Africa was awarded the World Cup, soccer organizers in other countries expressed doubts. Could South Africa improve its infrastructure, get a handle on crime, avoid social disorder? To all of those questions, FIFA President Sepp Blatter says, yes, it could, and it did. He told a closing World Cup news conference he gives South Africa a 9 out of 10. He added, perfection does not exist in our life. There were problems, mostly involving transportation. Fans who missed matches because of traffic jams. Worse, fans who missed the semifinals when pilots of celebrity private jets took over commercial airline gates in Durban and refused to move. Nonetheless, FIFA's president says South Africa can be proud of its performance. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Again, Asian shares are slightly lower. Shares are down 1.8% in Shanghai. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.